A great leader takes people where they don't necessarily want to go, but ought to be. This is The Absolute Philosopher, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California. A great leader takes people where they don't necessarily want to go, but ought to be. Now, who can be so presumptuous as to say where people ought to be? Very interesting concept, isn't it? Where should people ought to be? Now, many people in the world would like to tell other people where they should be. There are many groups and organizations that feel that they have the correct attitude about life. They know where our values should be. They know where we should direct our attention. There are governments that feel that they are the best government in the world, and the people who live under that government feel very comfortable under that government because that's all they've ever known, and that's what they believe is true. Because, in fact, if we were to stop and think, the government is of the people. We allow our government to be whatever it is by our attitude, by our thoughts. We think that, hey, that's cool. They just got themselves a billion-dollar project in their state to benefit their state. Now, that's what every state should do. Well, who pays for that? The individuals pay for that. We don't always stop and think where that money is coming from, where that money is going to. And we say, well, it doesn't really matter. We have more where that came from. And that's true. That's very true. But a great leader takes people where they don't necessarily want to go, but ought to be. Now, where should people really ought to be? Where do we think that people really ought to be? What is our thought about where people ought to be? Well, if you are a father and a mother, and you're raising your children, you would like your children to be masters. You'd like them to be in charge of their life. You'd like your children to be totally themselves. You'd like your children to be leading a country or being whatever they want to be in a wonderful way. You'd like your children to be the tops. Well, now, every parent would basically like their children to be the tops. Every parent basically lives for the benefit of their children, for the final result of their children, and they are looking for that to be the most wonderful thing in the world. Now, if this is true, that that's what every parent does, then what's going on in the world is quite normal, quite reasonable. Now, if instead of that, we realize that having children is a wonderful thing, but what do they say? The seed does not fall far from the tree. If the parent is not the finest, the most wonderful, the most beautiful being on the face of the earth, how can the child be that and better? They cannot. Because it's up to the parent. It's up to the parents to see that they are the finest parents that ever walked the face of the earth. Do the parents believe in morality? If they believe in morality, they should practice it. They should practice it absolutely. There are no little white lies. There are no little things that you can just be nice and say. The truth is the truth. And why should the truth ever have to be an unkind truth? Why should the truth ever have to be something that is not nice? We just presume that that's the case. A great leader takes people where they don't necessarily want to go, but ought to be. A great leader, as many of our early leaders in the United States government were, they taught people integrity. They taught people to stand up for principle. They taught them to believe in that which is for the highest and best. They taught them to understand all these things that are beautiful and good. They taught them to know that and live that and experience that. They taught people to understand where the values are upon which the country is based. And this is what still is the value upon which our country is based, these high integrity values. A leader takes people where they don't necessarily want to go. People sometimes would like to hedge a little bit, would like to fudge a little bit. And there's no place for doing that. No place for doing that if we're going to be our highest and our best. There's no place for doing that if we're going to be the most beautiful, desirable, fantastic people on the face of the earth. We as the parents, we as the governing people of this country, we as the governing people of the people who come into our world, we are great leaders, let us call ourselves. And a great leader takes people where they don't necessarily want to go. Sometimes people don't want to go down the straight and narrow road. Sometimes people don't want to be honest and truthful. Sometimes people don't want to do things that are best for them. Now, who is to say what's best for them? Who is to say? Do they need to have this experience whereby they can grow and expand their character? The character should be expanded from within, not from without. The character is expanded from within, not from the outer experiences that we have. When we expand our character from the outer experiences that we have, then we are letting the outer experiences be our guide, be our direction, be that which controls us. And that is not really to our highest and our best. When a man has character, when a man has integrity, when a man has purity of soul, it is not something that can come from the outside. It is something that comes from the very depth of the being. And a great leader takes people where they don't necessarily want to go, but ought to be. When people see other people doing things that are dishonest or doing things that are incorrect, they sometimes think, oh, gee, wouldn't that be fun? That's interesting. However, if a person is born and raised with integrity, if a person is brought up by his parents with integrity, then he will know exactly what it is to do. You see, as the absolute philosopher, it's not a matter that we talk about what is right and wrong, what is right in the world and what is wrong in the world. We don't talk about what the world should do and how the world should change to become a better world. We only talk about one thing. We talk about the idea that we are now whole and perfect. We are now beautiful. We now have integrity. We now do all those things that in our heart we feel is right to do. We do those things in our soul which is right to do. We do those things that in our spirit is right to do. It would be totally an anathema for us to do anything contrary to our highest and best. What is our highest and best? In every man is this knowledge. In every being is the knowledge of what is highest and best. And the outer world cannot show us, the leader cannot show us, but the leader can lead us to our highest and best. A leader can say to us, listen within. Listen to that voice inside of you that says what is right to do. And when we listen to that voice inside of us that says what's right to do, we'll never go wrong. Oh, there are those who are mentally unbalanced in some way, and then they listen, they hear things that are strange, and they follow that, and they get in trouble, and then they wonder why they got in trouble, because they listened to the voice within. Well, we have to make sure that that voice within us is the voice of purity, the voice of clarity, the voice of truth, the voice of honesty, the voice of integrity. And when we do that, then everything works out in perfect divine order. Think on these things. A great leader takes people where they don't necessarily want to go, but ought to be. And we don't necessarily want to go within and listen, but we ought to. We like listening without, because that is so evident. We like experiencing things in the outer, because that's so evident. But when we learn to listen within, when we learn to follow the precepts of our inner being, then our integrity, our sincerity, our values are so placed forward in our mind that we could not even think. We could not even be guided, to be led to do something contrary. And indeed, we would rather die than not stand up for our principles. If every person on the earth would rather die than not stand up for principle, how well that principle would be, how strong it would be. For what is for our highest and best is always there. Follow it, listen to it, believe it, and know that the absolute philosopher in you always has the answer that fulfills every need, every desire of your heart, now and forever, evermore. This is the absolute philosopher, and I like my world, and I like all the experiences I have, and I know that I live in that integrity, in that honesty. I live where I ought to be. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.